cue screaming noises.
No Christmas song!
Stop saying that every time I record, damn it. No. 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 You're listening to the... Shut up, bitch. You're listening to episode 2 of The Den. No name this week.
Yay.
Because we're 2 days late. Because of stuff.
I like stuff.
Cade went to AC, so he's not here. He's on his way back home from there. So, that's always fun. So, this week is just, you know, two felines. We're taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them canines. They can go die. Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, they can go suck on each other's knots. Wait, I'd rather do that myself. What? No.
What?
No.
No, not sucking. That's against the rules.
No, it's not. Well, maybe for a feline it is. Degrading ourselves to that level to put our mouths on dog penis. How dare we?
Those damn knots are wrongness.
You know, my mate is only a pink husky. You know, he's got a knot, so. What?
Well, you know what? I don't know what to say.
So, yeah, by the way, guys, Arya's totally not watching My Little Pony because I made her. She loves it. She loves it. She decided to watch it herself. She's such a huge fan.
God, this hot pink one is retarded.
Yeah. But I love this show. It's so awesome. I can't wait for season 2. Have you seen Pinkie Pie yet?
Who's Pinkie Pie?
Oh.
Wait.
She's a spazzy-ass pink pony who, like just is random as fuck.
Okay, then this is her.
Yeah, she's, like, consistently the most random character on the show.
And there's a stuck-up one that I fucking hate.
Yeah, Rarity, I don't like her either.
I'm like, oh, episode 3, I don't like you because you're a stuck-up bitch.
Yeah, my least favorite characters actually have to be Rainbow Dash and Rarity, actually. And that's not hating on Rainbow Dash because she's a lesbo, I swear to God she is.
He's totally hating because I'm hating on her too.
It's just I don't really care for the character design. She's a little bit too aggressive. And Rarity is just prissy as fuck, so she annoys me.
Yeah.
But my favorite characters are probably Applejack and Fluttershy. Yay. Everyone loves Fluttershy. She's so cute.
I have no idea who that is.
I know you don't, because, yeah, I just made you start watching the show today.
I took the opportunity because I'm, like, trying to figure out, why is this show so bloody likable? Hey, there's a rabbit.
Oh, that means you're probably looking at Fluttershy, too.
Okay, is it the yellow and pink one?
I can't remember if her name's pink or not. I think it is. Yeah, that should be her. If it's yellow, that's Fluttershy.
Yeah, she's yellow with pink hair.
Yeah, she's my favorite character.
She looks like an emo.
She's, like, really quiet and stuff. It's really cute.
Okay, so I've been seeing lots of emo-ness with...
It's not emo. It's she's timid.
No, I've seen lots of emo drawings of her. Like, oh god, yeah, that's the stuff.
Okay.
No, really, she like cut her butt cheek or whatever. She's like, oh yeah, that's the stuff.
That would be creepy Rule 34ers who don't understand that she's not emo. She's just timid. Because every fucking fandom group of people has its weird people who are into Rule 34 of everything.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny. To an extent.
Yeah.
It's a rabbit! Oh my god! It's so fucking cute!
Ah! Well, this is going to be an extremely random episode, apparently.
Okay, Rainbow Dash comes in like, I'm a dyke, and all of you are bitches. And the country girl comes in like, yeah, that's right, we dykes. I mean, well, she is. I'm just curious about this stuff.
Sure, yeah.
The purple one is like, I don't know Joy. It's like, help me.
Right now, I think just about every little My Little Pony fan wants to punch you.
I love all of you, but I still hate this show.
You haven't even watched a whole episode.
I'm at the halfway mark.
You have to watch 2 whole episodes to understand the awesome.
This is going to be one long podcast. This is going to be a long one because I'm going to be like, why?
Blah. Anyway, so I don't know. Do you think we should bring in some guests on this one?
Sure, go ahead.
I guess. I mean, I can ask. I am not prepared at all. Don't mind me, listeners. I could bring in my mate, but I don't think his microphone's any good because he's using a stupid little netbook.
No Christmas up.
I think I could ask. I guess.
No.
Hang on. Maybe I can call Vigi.
Or Rael, or who's ever available.
Well, Rael, I mean, he's okay, but he doesn't. I don't know. He could be on the show, I guess, but I mean, I don't know what he'd talk about.
Well, we could talk about chickens.
Ranch fried potatoes.
Mm-hmm. I love me some chicken, boys. It's the typical black thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God damn, I'm hungry. Made myself hungry. I feel sad now.
Clickety clack. I just asked Cade if he can call in using his iPhone and we could get his thoughts on AC. Yeah. So yeah, Cade went to AC. I'm assuming it was good. I don't know. We haven't had a chance to talk to him about it yet. So
balls. I've yet to go to one of those.
He says he can't right now. Oh well.
Oh well.
Womp 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 womp.
Well, let's see, we have, this shoe is so fucking retarded, click someone just, I need coffee, oh look, a giant Starbucks coffee that's made for drinking very large amounts of coffee. I just drank 2 cups.
Speaking of coffee, I'm drinking pumpkin coffee with hazelnut creamer. And it is awesome.
I hate you.
I hate you too.
No, because I gotta drink regular milk in my coffee. I don't get the fancy creamer.
Oh, okay? Pshaw. It's only like $12 a bottle. No, I'm
just... Yeah, but what? See?
No, no, that's probably not. I don't actually know how much it costs. My family bought it, so it's just kind of been sitting in there. Nobody's been drinking coffee lately.
Like, I got some coffee. I got coffee. I'm going to steal your creamer.
No, you're not, because I need it for my caffeination. If I didn't have this coffee right now, I would be fucking dead today, because I have been working my ass off on Minecraft shit.
Okay, that's another thing I would like to wonder on. What's up with Minecraft? Because this is totally distracting me from this show.
Nope, you gotta watch the show.
Well, I can talk and watch and watch this weird looking show of showness. And I still hate this prissy bitch.
That sounded like a facepalm to the max.
I wish that was me slapping my hands together, making a nice little slap.
It really sounded like you just like threw your head into your hands and were just like, oh.
Man, even my dog doesn't like this show. She's like, man, what the hell are you watching?
The fuck's this shit? You're a grown woman, bitch. Why are you watching cartoons?
Nope, she's more like, oh wait, nope, sorry, she fell asleep again.
Womp, 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 womp. Okay, I need to stop doing that.
No! No,
yeah.
You do that when something random happens. That's what the whole...
No. I'm not going to do it. No.
But if invite someone, so we're going to have a special guest. You heard it, folks. We have a special guest.
No, we don't have a guaranteed guest. I'm just looking at my contact list, and I don't actually have that many on right now.
Oh, balls.
Okay. Like, the only person I can think of that would be actually any good for the show right now would maybe be Rel, but I don't know what the fuck he'd talk about other than hate on ponies with you.
Yes! Let's see. I have one of my friends who actually like ponies.
Are they non-spazzy with a decent microphone?
I'll have to ask him. He could be asleep, lazy bastard.
As long... I don't care about who we have on the show, just as long as they aren't gonna try and, like, you know, be too overbearing where nobody can talk but them and their microphone suck.
Oh, no. No, if he's asleep.
Ah, alright. Well, I guess I can ask Rel real quick.
Wait! He's not asleep! He replied! I think. Yes!
Oh, with magic.
It's magic! It's like a hat! Sorry, folks, this is the most random cast of all this.
Like, with magic! But anyway, so yeah, My Little Pony, My Little Pony, do 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 do.
And the purple one flailed on the rabbit, I missed that part, because he just, I don't want a goddamn sound, and the rabbit's like, I was only trying to feed you.
Do 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 do.
Oh. It all comes together. The shy, timid ones, like, yay!
Yay! You're awesome. Woohoo! Oh, that reminds me. I have a soundboard.
What?
Somebody sent it to me. Somebody uploaded it to E621. Let's see. I have to find... Was that a group conversation? Or was it sent by 10? God damn it. Okay, let's see if I can find it in here. Should be in this.
That's when you take your foot and be like, hey, I want one.
Okay, should be in here. Do, do, do. Where's the soundboard? That should be it right there.
Oh, man. Dude, man. This. Oh, God.
What?
Every pony in the ville is like, oh my god, I want those tickets.
Oh, it's that episode.
Yeah, now she's running. Hey, is that a gingerbread house?
Let's see here.
Is that pie and cake? Is that a lady with a...
Live stream brewcaster makes my computer so slow.
Yeah! Run, purple one, run!
Darn fabric?
I has a soundboard. Nini.
I hate you.
Do, do, do.
Okey-dokey-lokey.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm just gonna play this shit at random just throughout the show.
Okie dokie.
Yep.
I don't know how it goes, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what that said, but it sounds like...
Said you really need to get out more.
Okay. I heard something different. Wait, what?
Don't question it. It's just a freaking soundboard.
No. I have... can't watch the show anymore.
Why?
Fucking with my brain! Oh, screw you,
funsies.
Screw you, sound.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Uh-oh. Don't mind the garbage truck driving outside my house right now. I have my window open.
Oh, no! Hey, wait, you have garbage... Holy snap, I do too, but mine's been gone.
Anyway.
Wee! That's... Oh my motherfucking happy! Hey, my dog is asleep.
Oh my gosh!
Yup, that's totally like me right now! Okay, no, that's totally like me right now. Okay, I watched a full episode, and it's
come on.
I still hate the prissy bitch.
Yeah, the prissy bitch is a prissy bitch.
I still hate her.
Dead spot. You.
And. I guess the dragon is alright, because... and he barfs up...
He barfs scrolls of magic.
Yeah, that's pretty... Okay, that is pretty awesome right there. I'm like... Bleh! And look at the scroll. Okay, what does this say? Oh, hey, I got a ticket. Okay, that's it. I watched the full episode, and all I have to say to all of you pony loving fans, I still don't like the show.
Fuck you, bitch.
Even my roommate, who is clearly into lots of cutesy things, does not like the show. So you know something is wrong. Aw, yeah. Alright, fine. Alright. It's okay.
Ha!
It's not my forte.
Ha! You admit it's okay.
It's okay, but...
Ha! Victory. Victory.
It's not a victory. Victory. I'll admit it was okay. Jeez.
I don't care. Victory.
I like the dragon because he buffs up scrolls, man. That's the only thing I probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to dance to that. Like, it's like, oh, it stopped.
Aww. Excuse me.
What's going on? God, please play that emo song with me.
Nope. Yeah.
But I thought you wanted whining!
God damn it! just shiver!
Punch you.
Jump. Yep. Oh,
what? You rock! Woohoo!
What?
That's Fluttershy.
You're such a loudmouth.
And this is Flutter Guy.
I don't want to talk about it.
Hee hee.
What? That's Fluttershy? That's more of a... Please continue talking. Oh, he's a good dog.
But yeah, in one of the episodes, the members of the show's characters, they get, like, cursed by this weird blue plant shit.
Yay?
And it does weird things to him. For example, Twilight Sparkle, the purple one, her horn is all floppy and it looks like a penis. And then Fluttershy, because she's usually got that really quiet voice, her voice ends up being this really deep one, like, and it sounds like that.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, okay. She, like, gets a black guy voice.
Nice. Okay, what about the prissy bitch? Her.
The prissy bitch. Her freaking mane is all, like, curled up in rags. She looks like one of those really, like, one of those moppy dogs. The dog looks like a mop. She looks like that.
Oh, wow. Shaggy dog?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, just, like, gigantic, long-ass, freaking mop curls everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the dragon that burps up scrolls?
He didn't get affected by it, because he wasn't there when it happened.
Balls! He should have been there. He could have just fought up a scroll. Like, okay, he's a scroll!
Then let's see, Applejack became tiny. She was like a micro pony.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she was itty-bitty.
It's an itty-bitty teensy-weensy.
Yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today.
Yay! Someone else that knows that long old commercial.
Well, actually, it was a song before the commercial, but okay.
Well, it was a long old song commercial. There you go.
That made no sense, but okay.
Well, it was a song, then it got put on the commercial, so then it became a commercial song. So then it was old. And it became balls. And, wait, did it say balls are pretty?
What? No, it said way to go, and then yay.
Oh, okay. My mind is elsewhere. I need to punch it back into place. I blame my dog. It's all her fault. Her and her dog.
My ponies.
No.
Yes.
No. No! Screw you! Hulk, but why?
Tough love, baby.
Wow. Tough love, baby.
Yep.
It's all about that tough love.
This little thing can be used to totally imply a whole bunch of dirty shit if you're really careful with it.
Yeah. This
soundboard I have. Because, I mean, like, you can have Applejack going...
All yours, partner.
And then, and then move on to things like,
Okie dokie lokie.
Then make, you know, creepy giggles. And this...
I want this soundboard. I want it. After the show, give me that soundboard so I can mess with it.
It's kind of fun to mess around with. The first time I got my hands on it, Ten sent it to me, and I was like spamming it on Skype call with them, and they were just like, "Oh my god."
Regrets it.
They were like, we just had to give him a soundboard.
Yeah. But I want that. I want it so bad.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
Huh, so I guess this episode is going to be my like an episode of My Little Pony Cast. Oh my god.
And I hate the opening theme.
Oh yeah, I hate it too.
Like, my little pony, something.
You know what, though? It's fun to make fun of it.
Yeah.
My little trolley.
It's made for all the boys and girls, some trolling. Keep rolling.
Oh, by the way, I pulled off this epic joke on Ten using the soundboard the other day.
What?
And he was like... He was, like, talking about, like, humping something or some other thing like that. And then I was like, yeah, and you'd be done in 10 seconds flat.
That's totally...
And then I played this.
10 seconds flat.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. Nice. Had to be there. Oh, well. Face punch.
I approve. 10 seconds flat. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Alright.
That is not how you call a chicken.
That was actually a neat cluck thing that you just did there. Well.
Come on, huh? No. Alright, folks. If you guess my age, that's it. You have to guess my age. That should be a tedious...
I know your age, but I'm
not... Shut up. No, it's called Guess My Age.
Guess My Age. Of course, they probably know. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. This week, whoever sends in an email that that guesses our age will, like, you know, read it on the air.
Yeah.
That is, if you get it right. If you get it right, we'll read it on the air, and it doesn't matter what else is in it. If you guess the age right, we'll read it no matter what else you put in there, even if it's something, like, super fucking creepy.
Hey,
send us
a
report. We'll read it on the air. Ooh.
No. Wait a minute. Wait. I have to deal with a lot of creepy people. Like, come on, man. The most funniest one ever is like, oh my god, I want to hump your voice. I'm like, how the hell are you going to manage that?
Oh, baby, your voice is so arousing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, kid. Oh, yeah. Like, I need an adult.
Thank you again. Thank you. Come again. Just not on my pants, please.
Thank you. Come again. Nice.
Okay. Wow. Obviously, this is an off-topic week, considering we don't really have any topic. We just went on My Little Pony rant for... like half an hour, and now we're just going on about random shit that I don't even know where it's going. So,
nope.
Well, we could talk about Minecraft. I could try explain to you why it's popular.
Or that. Alright. Okay, explain this Minecraft, because apparently everyone I know is playing that game.
It's just awesome.
Is it really that addicting?
It's pretty damn addictive. I mean, it's everyone plays a little bit differently. I mean, I personally, I play to make things, not really to survive most of the time. Although the survival part is fun, too.
Okay.
So, I myself, I actually run a whole bunch of mods, so I can pretty much do whatever I want with it. I can, like, give myself infinite items and just build, like, till the day's over, do whatever I want. I've made some pretty wild shit on there. It's pretty much like, you know, like you can build in Second Life, right? But it's boring. Well, it's not boring in Minecraft. So, there's that. For the people who like to survive, you can hunt down enemies, and you can go underground in these, like, naturally generated caverns and get, like, ores and stuff and make items to survive. And
nifty stuff.
Yeah, let me explain to you the process of just getting a single loaf of fucking bread.
What?
Yeah. There's a whole fucking process just to get a freaking loaf of bread to heal yourself with. What you gotta do is first you gotta harvest seeds by breaking tall grass. Then after you get some seeds, you need to make yourself a hoe. Yeah, you need to make yourself a hoe. You can make it out of wood, it doesn't matter. Use the hoe to till some regular, like, dirt or grass blocks into soil. Then you plant the seeds on the soil. Make sure it has water around it or light. I don't know if it needs both or just one or whatever. I don't really do it too much. And then you wait, like, forever for the freaking seed to grow into wheat. And then you can harvest the wheat from there. And then using 3 wheat, you can make a piece of bread.
You use a hoe.
Yes.
Make a loaf of bread.
Not like your average street hoe, but...
Hoe, make me some bread. Yes, Daddy.
Hoe, go down to the fucking department store and bring me some bread.
Bitch, we have a sandwich.
But yeah, like things like that. It's like, you know, it's like survival and stuff, and you can like, you can like kill these giant green penis things that explode when they get too close to you. They're called creepers.
Green like penises.
Yeah, so basically they're exploding. Like camouflage dicks.
So, I have this image of them coming.
And when they get close to you, they explode and hurt you.
On you. Yay!
Yeah, those are fun, killing creepers.
Yeah.
There's, it's kind of, actually, it's really fitting that they're called creepers, considering creepers would probably have a green penis anyway.
So true, so true.
Anyway,
Floppy ruler, it looks like a penis.
It's like the floppy horn from that one, that episode of My Little Pony.
Floppy horn, ah, fuck. Whoops, I dropped it. Aw, my ruler. Needy feeny. Sorry, folks, I'm hyper now. The best days to catch me when I'm hyper and in a very good mood. Know what? Because then I can be like YMCA, don't know the rest of the song.
You leave gay and you listen to it all day.
It says YMCA.
We are not the village people. Thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Come again. And now anybody who's Indian hates me.
Also, one more thing. Do I sound Asian?
No.
Okay, thank you. For anyone who thinks I sound Asian, you deserve a nice hug. A very nice, strong, manly bear hug.
The kind that breaks your ribs on contact.
Yeah.
I can't breathe! That's because I just punctured your lung.
Because I can change my voice on contact does not mean that I am Asian.
You're right there, you were sounding more like you were Indian.
I'm done yet. Just because I can change my voice does not mean that I am Asian, German, Italian, Russian, French, and Indian. Thank you. Come again.
I can do little fake voices like, I can do like, I can hear myself in your microphone. I can be like fake British. It doesn't really, it's, anybody who's from freaking, you know, Britland can tell that it's fake though. Then I also do a really bad Duke Nukem.
Get on your hands and fucking knees.
Then I also do the creepy old man. Actually, not the creepy old, the crotchety old man. Then I also have the creepy basement nerd.
What?
You've heard the creepy basement nerd.
Do it again.
Yeah. Oh my god, Arya. Your tufts on the tips of your ears are so arousing.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's the creepy basement nerd. Then I've also got my old man voice, like I said earlier. Back when I was younger, I could do fucking Chewbacca, but I can't do it anymore.
Chewbacca?
Yeah.
You can do Shabba.
Jabba the Hutt.
I know, Shabba.
Jabba the
Hutt. Shabba.
Jabba?
Shabba.
Jabba.
Shabba.
Java.
No, Shabba.
Jabba?
No, Shabba.
Java.
Java.
Java?
Java, Java?
Java, Java, Java.
Java, 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 Java.
Java, Java, Java.
Java, bitch.
Wow, random cast. Yeah.
Yay!
Uchu mal pali wa Han Solo.
Why does that sound familiar?
Star Wars. Forgive her. She only doesn't like anything that everybody else likes.
I'm more of an outcast. I'm not a nerd. Yes, I said nerd.
I beg to differ, but okay. I think you're plenty nerdy.
I'm not a nerd, though.
I think you're plenty nerdy.
Lies!
Facts.
Blasphemy.
No. I'm sorry, I'm not affronting your god.
Nani?
I don't even know your gods.
That would be a different topic.
Yes, yes, yes. Religion, how fun. Let's not go there, because we don't want to make people hate us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another question. No, wait, not, it's not even a question. I hope it is. Maybe,
it's
magic. Hold on. Okay. It's not a question. Never mind.
Just fucking say it.
No, because a lot of people would be like, you devil. I'm like,
then just type it to me if you don't want to say it on the thing. Then only the live stream faggots can see it. Oh, wait, did I just call them faggots? Sorry.
Okay. Hey. Don't even.
Oh, hey.
Well, give me some fried chicken, some watermelon, y'all.
I love that you're racist against yourself.
I know.
But that's okay. I can be racist against myself, too.
God damn it. Call Shanae, Aquanisha, get me some give me some Vaseline.
Aquanisha. You know, I've never really got that. Not to, you know, be judgmental against you or anything, because I know you're, yeah.
Aquanisha means water underneath.
Okay, the thing is, though, Aquanisha, who names their kid like that?
I mean,
might as well be freaking naming your kid some kind of space jargon. Like, hi, I'd like you to meet my kid, Queef Bollock.
What?
Seriously, I just never got why you know, African-American families name their kids that way.
I have no idea, but it's really funny. Like, call Quintana! Quinn who? Call Quintana! And the only non-black name you ever see is Alicia. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Call Alicia, Quintetta,
Shanae.
I'm like, who are these people?
You know, though, I did know a white girl when I was back in, actually, grade school, named Anisha.
What? Really?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So... apparently, white parents can be stupid, too. What are you doing?
I'm typing this because it took me a while to get, like, spell stuff correctly.
You're not allowed to click-clack.
Uh-huh, I'm going to clickety-clack-clack.
Nope. No. No click-clacks. Blah. Okay, so, let's... let's do something here. Let's figure this out.
That. This is for everyone who can actually see that. Because I would love to figure that out.
Okay. Well, we could go on that, because, I mean, it's not really offensive to all religions.
No, because I'm just trying to figure out why is it they would do something
yeah.
like that.
For, as an FYI to the people who aren't watching the live stream and are listening to this post-haste, she just sent me some text, and it reads, why do religious people force their beliefs on you? Answer that.
Because and please, please give an intelligent answer, not something that's...
not some kind of like, because God said so.
Yeah, pretty much. I need something that's a tad bit more intelligent.
Yeah. And we're not hating on religion. Everyone, no. You know, to each their own. I think the only people who might be even slightly offended by that question might be Jehovah's Witnesses, because that seems to be all they do.
Yeah, I'm still trying.
And you know, it's not everyone chooses to be a Jehovah's Witness. There was like somebody sent an email to Notcast not long ago. Actually, well, it was long ago, but they were actually born into a Jehovah's Witness family or something like that, and it's like a fucking cult. So, and you can't, if you get out, like, you lose all of your social contacts and shit, and, like, it's, like, horrid, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but not, so not everyone chooses to be that, so.
Which is understandable. Apparently. They were
and if I'm getting the my religions mixed up, don't hate on me. I don't have perfect memory, sorry. But yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to, you know, people forcing their beliefs on you, it's kind of like, you know, I believe in this. You should believe in it too because I want you to go to X, you know, afterlife with me.
Yeah, we just...
Whereas X is insert laughter life here.
Yay! Insert, where are you gonna go? Yay! You know what? I'm gonna go to the place where everyone hates.
You know, though, I mean, even if there is an afterlife, and yeah, this is gonna give it away. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in that stuff. I'm not a bigot, though, like a lot of atheists are, and those ones actually piss me the fuck off because they give a bad name to the atheists who aren't assholes.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in that stuff. But if religion, if they're right, if any of them is right, and there is any kind of afterlife or reincarnation or anything like that, I guess I'll find out when I'm dead.
Yep. That's all I have to say. I'm going to live life the way I'm going to live it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy things while I can and, you know, take it as it is. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. I think that's one of the major issues that people have these days is they worry too much about what's going to happen after they die. You know, yeah, I mean, instead of living that far in the future, you might as well just live in the now and enjoy it while you can.
Agreed. Also, for all the people who's listening... we'll be able to hear this. Answer that one question. And also guess my age.
Yeah. We'll ask those questions at the end of the show and see if we get any emails because we don't really have too many viewers so far. I mean, you know, we're a young podcast and whatnot, but if we do get emails, we'll read them and I'll go over the questions again at the end of the show so people might remember in case we, like, you know, go on forever rambling.
Yay!
Because, you know, I don't know. I actually feel like I could do this for several hours.
Yeah. That's same here. I'm not doing anything except for just relaxing with my dog. She's all like, this corner is comfortable.
We could make it a marathon episode. Just be horrifyingly long. You know, though, apparently there's like, Furry Audio Projects, their acronym is FAP, ha. Huh? they actually have, like, the longest podcast episodes. The longest one clocked in at almost 4 hours that they have on, like, total.
Really?
That not them specifically, Furry Audio Project. They, like, organize podcasts and put them in one big feed for anybody to subscribe to.
Yeah.
I don't have any links for people, sorry. But, yeah, apparently the longest episode they've had on that stream that was an episode of one show, I can't remember the name of it, and it was apparently like 3 hours and 49 minutes long.
Ow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's some serious podcasting right there.
Oh, yeah. They probably have to go in for like a break for a moment. Okay, I need a break. Right back. Play some music.
You know, though, in the history of podcasting, though, I think there's a lot more people, as if there's a history of podcasting. I think there's a lot longer ones out there. I think there's people who've done, like, podathons where they, like, podcasted for, like, 12 hours straight and shit.
Yeah. These are what you call dedicated people.
These are the people who are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
who have that much free time to just, you know, waste on nothing for fun. Except it's not really fun. Podcasting for a couple of hours, it gives you something to do, but podcasting for 12 hours just kills you.
Okay. I just ate a burrito. Yay! I'm gonna go to bed now.
We've been podcasting for 11 hours.
You need coffee.
And a Twinkie.
Oh, diabetes.
Stop.
Would you like candy?
Diabetes. Oh my god. And now
people who have diabetes are going to hate us.
No, well, everyone that's... Wait, hold on. Everyone that's probably my family has diabetes.
Yeah, my father has it, so...
I don't know about my mother has it.
Has arthritis. Yeah, my father has it. I don't know. I think that's the only person I actually can think of off the top of my head who actually has it. He's got type 2, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much kind of... both sides of the family has it too, so you know eventually I'm going to have it.
Well, it's not a genetic thing, really. It's type 2 is based on how you eat and, you know, things like that.
Well, I eat pretty healthy, so I don't have to worry about that.
Maybe the people in your family just really, really, really like eating foods that are hard on their pancreases.
I have an African-American family. Come on now.
Okay, the good point.
Come on now. We have to have a crawfish. We have to have the barbecue. Chicken, fried chicken, mashed potatoes. God, I'm getting hungry.
Okay. I'm going to put it this way. Your family sounds like it knows how to eat tasty things.
Oh, yeah, those collard greens.
It's not race-specific. Everyone loves fried chicken. And also, grape soda is not bad, so shut up.
Also, yeah. Oh, one more thing. My roommate does not know how to cook fried chicken. It was awesome. I was laughing.
Hang on. Do you mean roommate as in say or somebody else?
We have two other people who live staying here.
Why did I not know this?
Well, because I said roommate, and you assumed it would just be my brother. We have two other. Well, we're staying with the owner of this place and another guy, and yeah, stuff like that. Sum it up. Yeah, stuff. I'm just gonna say ether.
Well, okay then.
Blah 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 blah.
I guess I learned something every podcast. So.
Yeah. Well, it's two whites, two blacks. Yay!
Hey, equality.
Yay! Yay! I wish there was a chime in the background.
You know. You know what we need now is we need a new race that everyone can hate.
Got it. Please, people do not hate me for this. French, German.
No. I mean, like, okay. A whole new race.
Oh, wait, I got it.
We're going to hate blue people from now on.
Wait, what about the blueberries?
Good point. Okay, how about we're going to hate people who are purple with yellow polka dots?
That's acceptable.
Because they suck. Their colors are flashing.
They're
fashion faux pas.
Out of here! I am through with you, you magic.
I go. It is time to make the magics.
You just laughed at a My Little Pony reference.
I didn't know what the hell I'm laughing at, but I found it really funny. I hate you.
I love you too, you cock gargler.
Wait a minute, why can't I be a cock gargler, you douche?
You cunt bagel.
You... Hey, that actually sounds kind of like... delicious. You know what? You cock waffle.
Filled with syrup. Nom 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 nom. Giggity giggity.
God, no. No anything like that.
Random cast is random. Herf,
yay, herf.
Okay. Let's look for some news.
Okay. In today's news,
things do stuff. That's what news do.
It rained yesterday, and it rained. It scared the crap out of my dog, which she was cowering in a corner. Sadly.
Oh, I saw this on TV the other day.
What?
Elk rescues a drowning marmot.
Elk rescues a drowning marmot?
Yep.
Marmon or marmot?
Marmot. M-A-R-M-O-T.
I want to see this.
Okay, let's click on it and see what it says.
Yay! Send me the link.
No.
I'm just going to
read it. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to punch you with the fist of punching.
I'm going to punch you with this ruler if it's possible.
Okay, apparently at Pocatello Zoo in Idaho, USA, a young wild marmot became trapped in a water tank and drew the attention of Shooter, a 4-year-old elk who is an exhibit at the zoo. After sniffing at and circling the tank, Shooter leaned into the tank, picked up the marmot in his mouth, and set it on the ground, before nudging it with his hoof. What? Okay. This article's kind of parsed weird. After catching its breath, the rescued marmot scampered away. Shooter's actions were observed by surprised zoo staff. Whilst not sure if Shooter sensed the marmot was in distress or just didn't like it in his tank, the staff speculate that with the elk's basic needs being met, he was at leisure to exercise thought processes more complex than those needed just for basic survival. Okay.
Aww.
Yeah. Marmots are like little rodent-looking things, apparently, so.
Sounds cute.
And there's an ad for PokeFarm, the place for Pokemon lovers, a free online gaming thingy.
Pokemon, man. Oh, yeah!
Can I take a Pikachu? Not too long, though. I don't want a Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the blue balls with Squirtle faces again.
I hope to never see a picture of that.
Somebody will draw it. Somebody probably already has.
Oh, goodness. Squirtle. Blue balls, Squirtle. I want to see now. Let's see.
God, like, all the news on here is about freaking Anthrocon. Okay, here's something. A U.S.-made pesticide continues to kill off lions in Kenya.
Oh, Kenya.
Yeah, so basically the United States is killing lions remotely with pesticide.
You bastards. Stop killing the lions!
Despite people knowing for years that carbifurin, a pesticide known as furidin, has been devastating the lion population in Kenya, and despite continued calls to ban the pesticide, it continues to be used, or more accurately, misused, to intentionally poison lions. Okay, so apparently it's not even by accident.
Yeah, apparently they don't like lions.
Apparently some people are dicks. I think lions are awesome. Of course, then again, every single gay person I know seems to think lions are awesome. I don't get why. It's like some kind of like built-in thing.
Oh my god, lions are awesome! Lions would make with the...
Even all of the non-furry gay fags I know love lions. And if they said, I asked them, if you were a furry, what would you be? They've all said lion.
Well, that's because it has this whole, I'm king of the jungle.
I don't know. It's weird. Anyway.
Politics.
Polikahumbu. That's an odd name.
Okay.
Hi there, my name's Mrs. Kahumbu. Nyeh.
Nyeh.
Wait, that sounds like a black person name. My name is, I'd like you to meet my son Kahumbu.
What?
Okay, anyway. Paula Kahumbu is executive director of Wildlife Direct, a conservation organization based in Kenya, and founded by Richard Leakey. Because he needs a plug.
Really?
Well, he's Leakey, so.
Oh, wait.
Richard Leakey?
I have no idea who that is. Come on, now.
I'm making fun of his last name. Try to catch
him. Oh, wait. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Obama.
Anyway, Kahumbu, who has a PhD, from Princeton University in Ecology and Evolutionary Biology, wrote about the misuse of the chemical on a Wildlife Direct blog. Here is a quote. Wildlife Direct scientists have been consistently reporting that Furadin has been used to poison lions. The pesticide is sprinkled on the livestock carcasses to kill lions, which cannot detect its presence as it has no smell or taste. Any animal that scavenges on a laced carcass will die within minutes, and that includes jackals, hyenas, and vultures, too.
Oh, come on! Seriously?
That's, really? That's just fucked up, right there.
Yeah. Like, that's taking... They're not even bothering to clean up the mess. They know that animals will have this instinct that, oh, it's a dead carcass, I'm hungry, and eats it.
Well, most animals, and I'm not just cats, but I mean, like, in general, almost all animals, if they smell something strange on a kill or something that they want to eat, they aren't going to eat it, because it's kind of a built-in protection sort of deal, so that
yeah,
they don't
eat it. Yeah, but if it's undetectable, then, you know, they won't be able to
Yeah, there's no way for them to tell that it's there, so they freaking just die off because they ate food.
Yeah.
Hardly fair if you ask me, but... So, yeah, just another way for fucking poachers and shit to be dicks, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I want this animal for tooth or whatever.
Yeah. Pretty fucking messed up right there. Yeah.
Bastards.
And
what?
It should really be banned. Like...
Yeah.
Immediately. Hi, welcome to We Love Lions Cast.
Yeah, because poachers are being dicks. Like those nasty dicks, the ones that got the tiny pimple on it, dick.
Ew. just ew.
I know.
Apparently Siberian tame foxes are now available in USA in the USA as pets. Apparently. For about $7,000, but still.
Let's see, Siberian.
I've actually been to that website before. This website that they're talking about here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This one's beautiful.
Yeah, they're pretty cute.
Aww. The cute little pup pictures. Aww. Okay, so I'm done looking at these foxes.
Yeah, fuck them foxes, those whores.
Okay. Oh, wow. Hello?
Yeah, sorry, hello? I just... What?
Okay.
I had to clear my throat, so I muted my mic for a sec.
Dude, I heard, like, pure silence. Like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, that's because my microphone has, like, some kind of static in the background or something, or it's, like, picking up my computer or something.
Oh, Siberian hamsters.
A non-biodegradable fox by Not Too Red by Alex. Oh, it's an audiobook. Derf. Okay. I was confused for a second. Let's click this. I've been seeing previews for this, and I've been like, what the heck is this stuff? Okay, so...
I'm just saying...
Apparently, TV show Wilfred premieres Thursday, June 23rd on FX. I know, we're totally a TV cast now. We talk about shows. I wouldn't be bringing it up unless it was furry-related, and it is. Playing opposite of a guy dressed in a dog suit in a cable comedy series isn't what you'd normally expect from Elijah Wood.
It sounds like a female's name.
Elijah Wood, he's Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah. Oh, him!
Yeah.
I never knew his name.
Yeah, no, he's kind of, you know, he's kind of a big deal, but okay.
Okay. Wood.
Yeah, but anyway, but that's just what the former Lord of the Rings star to Wilfred, okay, the weird sentence parsing again, the new FX comedy Bowing Third... They need to write this stuff differently. Okay, apparently, the show's about a guy named Ryan who is suicidal and is finding salvation in the form of a neighbor's dog, who appears to him as an Australian man dressed in a dog costume, but everyone else sees the guy as a four-legged furry friend. So in other words... This one character, the main character of the show, sees his neighbor's dog as a person. but everyone else sees a dog.
Hey! Hey, man! I want that bacon squirrel! Bacon squirrel?
And what the hell is this? What is this thing that you're trying to send me?
It's something that glows. It's a glowing banana.
Okay, I don't want to click it.
Not that type of glowing banana.
Whatever you say.
Just, I'm looking
the
at it.
The last time you sent me an image, it was a gigantic black penis with veins everywhere on it.
Okay, no, this is different. Come on, you can trust me. If I say this is not that type of glowing banana.
I'm live streaming, so this better not be dirty.
No, it's not. It's glowing!
It's a freaking chibi banana.
But it's glowing!
The fuck?
So there, yay! And it smiles at you like, yay!
Oh my god.
I am cute!
Just wow.
What?
You're one messed up lady.
You're the one who thought of something.
Hey, you can't blame me. The last time you sent me something, yeah. Anyway. But yeah, this show, I kind of want to see it because it's got a guy in a dog suit in it. It's kind of funny looking.
It's hot.
And premieres June 23rd. Oh, that means it already premiered. So it premiered like...
Yeah, 4 days ago.
Herf derf. Near. I don't know what time is. Nah.
Dateful. Dama.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Welcome to Ramble, Ramble, Ramble Show. We ramble about rambling. Ramble, ramble, ramble.
Ramble, ramble, ramble. Butterfly, ma. I want butterfly. Long story. A friend. Alright, folks. Now we'll have dirt moment. Yay! Oh, wait. We're already doing that. Balls.
With magic.
Magic. Wada, wada, wada. And now we hear tiny, tiny, tiny. More types.
Yeah, I'm talking with my matey mate. I'm gonna see if his...
I
need to know if his mic sucks, so maybe we can add him on the show. Just have him say hi.
Hi guys, bye. Yes.
We can have you on the show as a guest, Kentar.
I can't really type because I'm too. Derpy to think of something. Help me think of something, people! Except, you know, once in the stream, because I don't know how to do it. Okay!
He's all like, no thanks, embarrassed face.
Don't do it! Do it!
Nah, I'm not gonna force him.
But
we could bring Rel in and he can share his hatred.
Yay! Today, in this... Wait, no, wait. Next time on Dragon Ball Z, Rel comes out. Oh. You're one heck of a heavy sleeper, Fuji. Who's a good puppy? Who's a good giant fat puppy with a fat ass?
A normal puppy.
Well, she acts like a puppy, and she got a fat ass. Woo!
Speaking of fat fuzzy things, don't go to my FA.
I'm gonna totally go to your
FA. Oh, you bitch.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, holy crap. Wait, where is it? Ooh! Damn it! Okay, I'm gonna find it, and then I'm gonna look at this giant fluffy thing that you speaks of. Hey! You! You didn't punch me. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. I don't have your other one.
Yeah, I'm Fla. I'm not that other one anymore. Just F-L-A-W.
Wait, thank you. Because I'm like, oh, wait, you moved. Let's see this fluffiness. This song doesn't suck. No, really.
Whoop. Yeah. Oh, by the way, actually, wait, no, I already sent you that one. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's my FA now. So, yeah. You had my old FA with all my music on it.
Nice. Big and fluffy.
Actually, you know what? I think instead, we're just gonna cut to, like, a music break, and then I'll, then we'll start, like, outroing. Because I'm actually feeling kind of just a little bleh right now.
Yeah. Pause.
Okay, pause. So we'll be back in a second after a music break. I guess this week's song is, I don't know, song.
Yeah. The fairies are coming. Well, speaking of which, new scary movie.
You know, I just turned the recording back on,
no,
right?
No, I'm not. Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome. What's the scary movie about now?
It's something called The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, God.
I've never seen them. I've seen similar movies that did, like, involve child mutilation. I'm like, what did this have to do with all of this? But anyway, weird. The first
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. But the first few minutes, it's like, okay, creepy house with a black cat roaming around, and two children are going to walk up to this little place. When a child went in, the lady sit there. If you want this gift, you're going to have to give me your tooth. The kid was like, blah, 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 scary stuff. So he went to pull his tooth, his final baby tooth. Pulled it, and he saw this magnificent bike. And he, you know, he got killed. I'm not even going to spoil it. Yeah, he got killed. And so brutal, brutal.
Okay.
It's like, no! Kids, don't go to creepy places!
Well, okay then. Anyway, yeah. This week's song, I haven't thrown it in yet, but I guess it can be one of mine, since I'm a musician-y kind of person, sort of.
Sort of, kind
of. Yeah, it'll be one of my good ones. So, I guess that's kind of it for the episode. Yay for really random movie talk, I guess.
Yeah, it just felt like saying that. Yeah.
All right, well, you can get to me on FA. I am Flaw, F-L-A-W, Aria.
I'm Sake, or Saki, S-A-I-K-I.
Woot woot. You can, if you want to listen to the live stream, that's livestream.com/furrypodcast. If you want to listen to the live stream when we're actually streaming, on the other hand, you should follow me on Twitter at Silent Feline. I will tweet when we are about to start recording. Today's email topic of the week, I guess, that doesn't make sense, is to guess how old me, Aria, and Cade are. If you get all of it correct, we will read whatever else you threw in the email. And I do mean anything. It could be freaking, you could send us freaking, pony porn. I will have to read it on air. There, of course, are exceptions. I won't, like, read horribly, like, insanely bad things, and I'm going to leave that up to interpretation what that means. So yeah, send your emails, whether it be for that little challenge of the week, or you can send your hate mail to furrypodcast@live.com. Just make sure you get in before next Saturday, and it should be on the show. So,
yay!
Okay then. This has been episode 2 of The Den. I don't know what the fuck to call this yet, so I guess I'll figure it out post haste. Good night. And keep hunting cake, I guess. Is that a thing now?
Punting cake?
Hunting.
Oh, hunting. I thought you said punting.
I guess keep chasing the cake might be better.
Yeah, keep chasing
the cake. I don't
know.
We don't have an established thing yet, do we?
Nope.
That's too bad. All right, good night.
Night.